Hello, you're stuck in traffic with Wolf Gorlick, couple minute riff on IT and IT security. Today, looking at the impact of things that didn't actually happen. Within my day job, I run a thing called CBI Academy. With CBI Academy, I take junior folks, entry level folks, and train them up. And one of the things I focus in on is what I call the First Many Framework. It's by a book called The First Many Days, and it's four things. Competency, how good are you? Perception, what do they think? Relationships, building relationships with people, so critical, as well as securing wins. And one of the areas that I focus in on, because I find a lot of technology folks don't get taught this coming out of school, is that perception aspect. You can be the best guy in the world, but if they have the perception that you don't know what you're doing, it's game over. And so I was thinking about that when I was looking at a incident response program recently, wherein we were talking about the response to incidents that don't happen. You're like, wait a minute, but Wolf, it didn't actually happen. Why would I care? It's that perception that it happened. When you think about the impacts of a security breach, right? Financial loss, data loss. One of the main ones is reputation impact. And so oftentimes when organizations get breached, there is that lowering of their reputation. And that lowering of the reputation occurs because of the perception. It doesn't occur because of the competency of the security team or what even actually really happened. And in a number of cases, what we've seen is they think there's a breach. The media thinks there's a breach. People found a file on the dark web, or it's on Pastebin, or, you know, have I been pwned has got it right, or whatever. Krebs has written about it, so we know we've been breached. And yet, upon further investigation, when they dig into it, they weren't actually breached. One case that we were looking at recently was a headhunter. They thought they were breached because their headhunting documents were leaked. But it wasn't them who was breached. It was actually one of their clients who had those documents and had inadvertently put them out into the public web. So they weren't even necessarily breached. They were just exposed. However, the perception was Headhunter X got breached, and therefore we should not trust them with our data. And that can be just as damaging to the organization's reputation as a real breach. So tip to you, and here's my advice, when you create your incident response plan, you can't only think about actual breaches, but you have to think about assumed breaches. You have to think about the perception of breach and have a response in there, right? That includes things like communication plan, rebuilding trust with your clients, responding to it, all those things, because it will happen. So have you been hit with a breach that wasn't a breach? Or do you know a good story of someone who has? Hit me up in the comments or on social media. Have a great weekend.